Complete test 2. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. The listening section is divided into separately timed parts. In each part, you will listen to one conversation and two lectures. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university office worker.
Next in line, please. Yes, how can I help you?
I have a question about my grade record.
Your grade record? For which quarter?
For last quarter.
Grade reports for last quarter were mailed out a week ago. You should have received yours by now.
I received a grade report for last quarter. I just received it in the mail.
Well, then what's the problem?
I received a grade report in the mail, but the grades on it are wrong.
Oh, we don't handle that here. Here we only record the grades that the professors submit. If you have any questions about the grades you received, you should talk with your professors. That's not something we deal with here.
No, that's not what I mean. The problem is not that I received grades in the courses I took and the grades were lower than I expected. The problem is different from that. The problem is that I received grades in courses I didn't take and didn't receive grades in courses I did take.
And the grade report had your name on it?
It did.
You're saying that you received a grade report with your name on it, but that the courses listed on the grade report were courses you didn't take? That's really odd.
Look, here's my grade report. That's my name at the top, Anthony Taylor, and that's my address, 320 4th Avenue, Apartment B. But those aren't the courses I took.
That's your name and address on the grade report, but you didn't take the courses listed there?
No. This grade report lists a biology course, and I didn't take biology. And it lists calculus, and I most certainly did not take calculus. It also lists courses in English and track that I didn't take.
What courses did you take?
I took courses in history, drama, philosophy, and composition. None of those are listed there.
Well, this certainly isn't the correct grade report for you. Wait a minute. Let me look up something in my files on the computer. Okay, you said your name was Anthony Taylor?
Yes.
But what's your middle initial?
B. I'm Anthony B. Taylor.
And you took courses in history, drama, philosophy, and composition. Okay, I think I know what the problem is. We have two students here named Anthony Taylor.
Really? There's another Anthony Taylor?
Yes, but you're Anthony B. Taylor, and the other is Anthony M. Taylor. The courses listed for Anthony M. Taylor are history, drama, philosophy, and composition. These are the courses you took, and I think these must be your grades.
So you think the grades for the two Anthony Taylors are mixed up? I got his grade report and he got mine?
Not exactly. I think his grades ended up on your grade report and your grades ended up on his.
I see. So what happens now?
Let me check with your professors and make sure I have the correct information in the right places. Then I'll send out a new corrected grade report to you.
And when should I have it?
You probably won't have it for 2 weeks. Because it may take that long to resolve the issue and then mail out new grade reports.
That's fine, as long as the problem gets solved.
It certainly will get solved.